Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We count it a privilege, together with a responsibility, to bring to you the Word of the Living God. We thank God for all the Bible, from Genesis through Revelation, where we have the divine truth of the great God revealed for our blessing and our eternal welfare. Our study in the book of Exodus continues in chapter 4, where we are noting, as our great subject for this series, the character of the world in which you and I are living in, as illustrated and pictured in the story of the deliverance of Israel out of the land of Egypt long ago. In the fourth chapter of this book of Exodus, where we now are, we are noting the three miraculous signs God gave to Moses to manifest to the people of Israel and prove to them his divine commission and the divine authority in which and by which he was coming to the people of Israel to be their emancipator. We noted there were three great signs. There was the sign of the rod, that shepherd's rod that belonged to Moses. Cast to the ground became a serpent. Taken by the tail, the serpent became a rod again in his hand. That was the symbol of God's power and the dominion of Moses in the divine commission entrusted to him. The second sign, the hand in the bosom, where we shall read today. And the third sign, as we shall see later, water turned into blood, indicative of unfailing judgment if the people rejected God's offer of mercy and grace and power. We have noted the rod, the symbol of dominion, and we have noted the wonderful truth it presents, how that though man in Adam was given the authority of the earth, he lost it, he gave it over to Satan's power and authority. And I'm sure that you and I today must admit, if we believe the Bible, we will admit. And if we see what we can around us, we do admit the authority of this world has certainly been taken over by Satan. And he manifests that authority and dominion quite well. But thank God our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, to provide a deliverance for mankind and deliver them from sin's power and authority under Satan. And just as Moses was commissioned of God, and the rod that God gave him was to be the symbol of divine power for the whole journey of the children of Israel out of Egypt to the land of Canaan. God not only knew that they must be brought out of Egypt, he also knew that they had to go through the wilderness. And that rod was also the presence of his power and authority. And so it is with us today, when Christ becomes our Savior, our blessed Savior, who is the mighty conqueror over sin and Satan, will defend us from all evils, protect us from all dangers in our wilderness path from this scene to heavenly glory. We come to the second sign, which we may read in verse 6 and read down through verse 7. And the Lord said furthermore unto Moses, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he had taken it, when he had plucked it out of his bosom, behold, it was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other or his former flesh. The hand placed in the bosom becoming leprous, replaced, brought out again, becoming as clean as it had formerly been. I'm sure that every one of my fellow believers who have studied the Word of God may well be familiar with this fact. Leprosy in the Word of God is one of the most vivid types and figures of sin. For we may recognize, as in the hand of Moses, man's hand has become unclean. And as Moses was commanded to place with his hand within his breast, it symbolizes that the actions and the secret thoughts of man's heart, by nature, they are sinful. The heart of man is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, wrote the prophet Jeremiah. Who can know it? But God, who not only is able to reveal to us the sinfulness of our human hearts, that God is able to cleanse us. And he gives Moses a hand and a heart that must be clean and pure, that he may use God's power to fulfill the trust committed to him to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt. What a responsibility this is. Thus, to put the hand in the bosom and to reveal the condition and to reveal the need of cleansing, not only of the heart of Moses alone, but the heart of his people. The hand in the bosom. Now, may I point out that in Holy Scripture, the hand is a wonderful type of the Holy Spirit in this connection. You may well remember that know your Bibles, that in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, the prophet wrote these words, "To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, when you read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and the reference to the arm of the Lord, there can be only one interpretation. The arm of the Lord is none other than Christ, who by his own power and person came to die upon the cross of Calvary to bring about salvation and redemption for the human race. And the arm suggests the arm of the Lord, Christ himself, our great Savior and Redeemer. In the book of Acts chapter 11, verse 21, I want you to notice something. In contrast to the arm of the Lord, in Acts 11 and verse 21, we have the record where some of the early Christians went as far as Antioch. They traveled 200 miles north of Jerusalem, and we read they preached the word of the Lord, and they preached the Lord Jesus. And it declares in verse 21, "The hand of the Lord was with them, and many believed and turned unto the Lord." The hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord could be nothing more than the person of the Holy Spirit, in his presence, in his power, effectively convicting souls of sin, using the gospel message to bring those souls out of sin into forgiveness, out of darkness into light, out of the realm of Satan into the realm of the Savior. The hand of the Lord was with them. Now in our story in the book of Exodus, Moses puts his hand first in his bosom, and pulling it out, finds it filled with leprosy. Again, let me repeat, this is a type of sin, revealing by this incident man's moral need of purification. My beloved radio friend, if at your convenience you will do it, read the 7th chapter of Mark's Gospel and verses 21 through verse 23, and you will find that human sin comes out of the heart of man. My beloved radio friend, every one of us have a sinful heart by nature. You do not have to commit sin to be a sinner. You commit sin because you already are a sinner. By nature, we were all born in sin, according to the Word of God. And out of the heart of man proceeds all forms of sin. Now, don't go blaming Satan for every sin that you commit. Remember, you've got sin in your heart. Just as Moses found his hand filled with leprosy, indicating he needed moral purification. And my beloved, your sins need to be put away. Your sins need to be cleansed. And the Spirit of God, typified by the hand, wants to do that work. For he came into this world to convince of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, that you might realize the one who is able to save you is the one who symbolized by the rod, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God desires to apply the redemptive blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse you and me from our sins. May I quote that well-known, but I wish it was more known and experienced, that well-known verse of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, where John writes, regarding the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And my beloved, may I say, all who believe upon the Lord Jesus are said in the Word of God to be purified, to be cleansed. Peter, writing in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, declares to the believers to whom he addresses the words, seeing that ye have purified your souls. Paul, writing in the Hebrew epistle, writes of a purged conscience. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience? In Hebrews 9 and verse 14. And my beloved, please let me say, has the Holy Spirit ever put your hand into your bosom? Has he ever revealed to you, you need to be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus from the guilt and from the power of that sin that dwells within you? Only Christ can do it with his precious blood. Well, may we sing as we often have, what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And please may I make it very clear, the first thing God wants to do is to show you, first of all, you are a sinner that needs to be forgiven of your sins and cleansed. And then, if you find that out, let the Holy Spirit apply the truth that Jesus shed his blood to put away your sins and wash them white, whiter than snow. God grant someone will find that. This blessed type, the hand in the bosom, may God prove it today. Father, bless thy truth in the Savior's name, we ask for his glory. Amen.